the Ozarks, back on the farm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions, and generally speaking, to help brighten your day. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Isn't it wonderful? This is the first time I ever had the man who sings and announces both. Sings and announces me on the program. My, my. Glad to have you, Bill. Fred Lynn's under the weather, but he's getting along all right. And so many people have always asking me, who is that sings my little opening song? Why, that's Bill Ring. Who else? For several years. How are you all this winter morning? Winter still stays with us. It sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, well. Can't help it. It's all right. I've had quite a week doing about, first to the state convention at the banquet of the weights and measures men of the state. Now, I hadn't the faintest idea what the weights and measures men, what was all about. I told them I knew nothing about any weights and measures but my own weights and measure, which was not to be sneezed at. But I found they were men who examined your scales, I guess, to see whether you're cheating or not. And, you know, were the weighing all over the state. That's the weights and measures men. The popular young attorney, John Hosmer of Marshfield, was my taker around and my mentor. I've known John Hosmer, oh land, years, since he's a kid, and nobody I love better but my own two boys. And I love his dear wife, Mitzi, and they have five sons and four daughters. They came by for me. Well, I'll tell you directly what he said. The finest kids you ever saw. And John and his wife are just young married folks. Honestly, it gets me. Wednesday night, they all came by, the whole 11 of them, to get me. And John phoned. He says, I'm going to send out six or eight of my boys to get you. To go to the Thomas Hart Benton show of his paintings at the City Museum. And that was another old friend of mine, Thomas Hart. And he looks fine and he's well, and of course he's world famous. And I loved his wonderful collection, so beautifully displayed almost over that museum, clear over it nearly. And if you haven't seen it, you must see it. It's an opportunity. It costs you nothing. He really gets at the real American scene, and he is, of course, is our own Missouri-born artist and the finest one ever born in the state, a descendant of the famous Thomas Hart Benton of Missouri, whose name lives in history and whose statue is in the Hall of Fame in the Capitol, Washington, D.C. I saw it, so I know. I spent Thursday at the Studi School of this city, where they have each year a very remarkable day, a day for moral and spiritual values. They've had it for 10 years. And they have, 9 or 10, I don't know, 11 people out of the city that they choose. And we took charge in different rooms, asking and discussing questions that the pupils had already asked themselves earlier in the month. And they were all put down, and then we asked the pupils to discuss them about everything you could imagine concerning their school life and their lives in general. I think it's the most wonderful thing to do. They've done this at Studi School each year for 10 years, so Professor Wilkerson told me. Our Bill Bailey from KWTO was also one of the group of the 10 from out the city who led discussions with the students. Oh, Lester Cox and Ms. Eddie Bass and just a whole lot more that I can't recall their names just now. Haven't got the time anyway, if I could, but I can't recall them. It was a wonderful day. It started with a short sermon by the pastor of Calvary Presbyterian Church, First in Calvary, and he is a splendid speaker. Studi School is one of Springfield's great schools, believe me. Wonderful orchestra they have, fine music, and it's a huge school with hundreds of students. I don't know just how many. I'm no good at statistics. Right here, before I forget it, I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Jim Irvin of Dadeville, whose birthday I completely forgot this year, never did forget it before. It was February the 26th. Jim is about, I think he's 92 years young now, and he's a fox hunter from Who Laid the Chunk. The first thing he wanted to know when I talked to him yesterday on the phone was, are you coming to the Fox meet this fall in Dade County? Well, maybe I will if they don't have it in July when it's so hot you can't stand up. I'm quite a fan of the Fox and Hounds meets and picnics. I've been to quite a few, and I belong to 4 county fox hunter associations. They've been kind enough to give me memberships. Happy birthday, Jim Irvin, and may you live another 91 years, or 92 years, whichever it is. I think you will, by the way. And now, the saddest news. Our dear Mr. J.W. Brazeal, known all over this part of the Ozarks as the finest singer and leader of the old Christian Harmony shape note songs, and the leader of the Christian Harmony singing conventions for years, Mr. Brazeal, my dear good friend, died yesterday morning. It seems he got this flu or whatever this respiratory trouble is that's running wild over our country. And he was doing fine, but he got a sort of back set. Mr. Brazeal was 91 years old. I send my love and sympathy to dear Mrs. Brazeal and their sons and daughters. And I'll tell you right now that I'll miss him calling me up every Christmas morning and singing me a carol over the phone. He was certainly one great and good man, deeply religious, honorable and lovable and neighborly and just. A man that the good book often tells us about in different ways. Peace be to his soul. And now thank you, dear women, for sending me the trading stamps. It is a kindness that just keeps my heart standing still. And Mrs. Wyman sends her thanks, too. She takes care of the hard work of them all, gets them together, she and her husband take them up there. Marshall. By the way, she got a letter from the president's wife. She wrote Mrs. Kennedy about how interested we were in trying to help the mentally retarded here and how we appreciated her people doing the same thing. The Kennedys have given so very much money to the mentally retarded institutions. And she got a nice answer from Miss Kennedy, and I'll read it to you when Miss Wyman brings it to me. You know, friends, I love these small poems that our talented Ozark women write. I just love to read one to you now and then. We have great talent in this Ozark region, even if they do think we're the backwoods, yes. We love the backwoods, you just tell them. It breeds great citizens. All greatness is not nurtured on the sidewalks, you know. We're not of the lounge lizard type anyway. There was Coral Almy Wilson, that great dialect poet away down in Arkansas at Zinc, as she said at the jumping off place, who never got to see the world but came from fine old pioneer stock and got her education just by grabs any way she could. But like Mary Elizabeth Mankey down at Forsyth, she was gifted, very gifted, as much so as any poet in America. She was, to my mind, one of the finest dialect poets in America when she died all too soon and all too little known a few years ago, lonely and poor. I loved her. She was a woman after my own heart. Here's what she wrote about the chap who loved the backwoods. I used to recite this when I was in St. Louis, to clubs and things. Oh, I got to get to the backwoods. I want to tote a gun and climb them hogback hilltops like I did when I was young. They ain't no satisfaction settin' in a crowded town, a waitin' here and a frettin' to see life's sun go down. I want my own log cabin like I always had afore. I want to watch the sunbeams a-spillin' on the floor. Give me a old stone fireplace and a ceiling broad and low, and let me smell the wood smoke when the winds begin to blow. Oh, take me home to the backwoods. I hate the noisy town, for I want a breath of mountain air before the sun goes down. I'll tell you, she was a wonder. And then, you know, there's a poet who is tops, but you hear too little about her. A very lovely woman who spends her time taking care of her big family of fine children and her good husband, Gertrude Gideon Williams, who lives on Route 9, I believe. She's from the fine old Gideon family here. You know, the old-time Ozarker always ran down his food. Oh, he'd come in and eat a bite. We ain't got much, but it'll hold you up till it can get somewheres, they say. And come in and eat our poor grub, and come in and see how poor folks live, and all was like that. And it was anything besides poor grub. It was a very sweet humility that was almost like the Orientals. Here's Gertrude's little poem that's on that line. Spare ribs in the oven all savory and brown. Kraut and sweet potatoes with butter dripping down. Mince pies nice and smelly with baked beans in a pot. Honey and quince jelly and biscuits piping hot. Soon you'll hear Ma calling, supper's ready, take a seat. Us folks here in the Ozarks don't have nothing much to eat. No, I guess not. The late Otto Rayburn of Eureka Springs, God rest his wonderful soul. His song of love was the Ozark country, and how beautifully he told it always and always. He said it is an Arcadian land of wild honey and pawpaws. Swift water is the index finger of its primitive beauty, and it beckons with a sylvan lure. It is my workshop, my home, and my opportunity, and I treasure every footprint that registers in our flint hills and on our gravel bars. We go this way but once, and this is the way to go. My, how beautifully he always told the story. What a man he was. When we lost him, when we lost Otto Rayburn, writer, editor, lover of the hills, the John the Baptist crying out their beauty in the wilderness, you might say, sometimes with a lone voice. And now we treasure every word written and left by this man who was snatched from us in the prime of life by the terrible affliction, cancer of the glands, known as Hodgkin's disease. It's one cancer trouble that comes quickly and without warning into every gland of your body. It was this that killed Senator Taft a few years ago so quickly and so baffled all his doctors until the last moment. And so were they baffled by Otto Rayburn. He was only ill 2 months in all, and not very ill at all, and only bedfast a small part of the time. Well, life has many sad things. The world is so full of tragedy. And yet it's a beautiful world. And you have a right here. Remember that. Well, next week I'm going to tell you about some good, funny old Ozark dialect. And now to close, some days have sunshine, some have rain. Some days have pleasure, some have pain. Some days have failure, some have gain. So when you feel like raising Cain, keep cool. 'Twon't last. Nothing does. Goodbye. And goodbye, Bill. And I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.